Hello, I'm Andrew, and I'm going to take you through the third episode of Home Buying Know-How from the Commonwealth Bank. In this episode, I'll be talking about the really exciting part of buying a home, actively looking. You know, properties often sell for less than the asking price. That means that once you find a place you like, and it's not up for auction, go in with a bargaining frame of mind. But be prepared to look at a lot of places first, because finding the perfect abode in the first few inspections is almost like winning the lottery. In fact, you'll probably look at so many places, you'll forget what's what and get addresses confused. To avoid this, it's recommended that you take a criteria checklist with you and attach it to any advertising material you have. This checklist should cover your wish list and the pros and cons of each property. You can draft one of these yourself, or just download the one on the Commonwealth Bank Home Buying Know-How site. Taking digital photos can also help, but ask the seller or estate agent first. If you're in the market for a unit or townhouse, there are a few things other than the dwelling itself you'll need to check out. These include examining the minutes from the body corporate meetings. If there are any issues with people or infrastructure, they should be addressed in these minutes. Also, consider common walls, the noise from the neighbours if possible, whether the grounds and the complex are kept clean and tidy, if security doors are operational, and if there are restrictions on pets or parking, and of course, the cost of body corporate fees. Secondly, it's a good idea to check with the local council, state government, and Department of Main Roads as to whether there are any future plans for the neighbourhood you'll be buying into, like a main road outside your front door. Looking at home loans, there are a couple of ways to approach this process. Either talk to a reputable mortgage lender, or you can do all the research yourself to find the best loan that suits your lifestyle. As far as home loans go, they all have a lifespan of up to 30 years, and there are six broad categories in which they fall. Honeymoon home loans will give you a low fixed or variable rate for the first few years to get ahead, followed by a standard variable rate. A base variable rate home loan has a lower variable rate and will give you repayment flexibility throughout the loan. A standard variable rate loan is similar, but offers greater flexibility and more bells and whistles. There are also fixed rate home loans, all-in-one home loans, which offer all the options under the sun, and lines of credit that enable you to reduce your interest, use your equity, and enjoy a revolving line of credit at home loan interest rates. If you're a first home buyer, you may find that a basic style of home loan or a honeymoon home loan offers some of the cheapest and easiest ways to get ahead. A fixed rate loan could also save you a lot of money, but only if you lock it in when rates are low. Keep in mind too, that some fixed rate loans can offer a degree of flexibility with additional repayments, but find out if they have any restrictions before you lock one in. If you're after the most repayment flexibility, a variable rate loan could be the way to go. They allow you to adjust your repayments as your financial situation changes, and even pay off the loan early. However, these privileges can come at a bit of a cost. At the end of the day, everyone's different, so make sure you ask a reputable lender for their advice when you start looking around. When checking out home loans, take into consideration any exit or deferred establishment fees. These can stretch to 5 years and sometimes equate to 5 months of repayments. Also, it's important to consider your future lifestyle when looking at home loans. Will you need to transfer your loan to a new property down the track? Would you like to take a break from repayments? What about borrowing from your repayments? There are some great benefits with home loans now, but keep in mind that the more offerings they have, the more fees you'll probably pay. Oh, also make sure you get your home loan pre-approved before you become really serious about buying. That way, you won't be beaten to the perfect property by someone else who has the go-ahead. That wraps it up for this episode of Home Buying Know-How. In episode 4, I'll be talking to you about taking the big step itself. Yes, the buying process. I'm Andrew. I hope you've enjoyed listening.